We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. I just called AccuWeather. I think we're going to get them on in about 10 minutes or so. So, yeah, about 12:17 in there. If you are someone that would be a professor of love, you know what you're doing. Even if you don't know what you're doing, what kind of advice would you give a college student who obviously wants to do more than, you know, meet someone late night and never see him again? You know what I'm talking about. Someone that wants to build a lifelong relationship, someone that wants to find the love of their life, get married, have children, settle down, get a dog, have a white picket fence in a home with a garage, a hobby, mowing the lawn, anything it may be. So what advice would you give to them? If you were a professor of love, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. The reason I ask that is because there are professors of love, and there was a story in the Wall Street Journal about how colleges in South Korea are teaching classes on falling in love. So they tell the perspective of a couple of different students there. One's a 21-year-old college student, Lee In-G, found herself flirting with a young man for the class. "You have nice skin," she told him, despite a reddish complexion suggesting otherwise. The young man cracked a wide grin. "I've never been told that before." So part of this class is to learn how to properly flirt, how to date, how to know what you want, what you really, really want. Not to tell you what you want, what you really, really want. Says Miss Lee wasn't hoping for a date. She was trying to get a good grade. Introduction to Dating, the course, one of several dozen now offered at South Korean universities, teaches the basics of love. She told her classmate, "That was a total lie, but no big deal. You know, I got the A." So when you go through these classes, you get assigned a mate in the class. Not someone that you are, you know, obligated to date or anything like that, but someone you practice with. So you go out, you compliment, you hold the doors open, you do the fun things, you schedule the time, you spend the time. It says the world isn't lacking romantic advice. Judging by the covers of magazines, online matchmaking services, and pickup artist boot camps taught by self-proclaimed experts, these are actual classes. The final exam poses questions. What kind of love questions? Well, let me give you a few examples. How long does the feeling of love last? Text your answer to that. How long does the feeling of love last? 314-436-7900. What do you think? And then the other question is, what part of the brain produces dopamine? Now, these aren't the only two questions on the exam. These are just some examples of what a love class, the introduction to dating class, would offer. I'll give you the answers here at the end of the segment. Some of the dating lessons have slotted into sociology courses. Other universities have adapted courses to focus on romance. The classes often fill up immediately in seconds. It's one of those college classes that are so popular that you have to have priority to get in, and you better be by that computer ready to get your name in there as soon as it possibly is available. So if, let's say you're a professor in one of these universities and you are giving advice on dating to these college-age students, what advice would you give them? 314-436-7900 is the number. You can text it in too if you want, or just 800-925-1120. This is the advice I would give university college students right now. The advice is completely ignore what the things that are out there for Hollywood, ignore the things that are on magazine covers, ignore the cultural type of pressures they try to put on you, the things they tell you you can't like, you can't dislike, you know. When you add all these other things in there and they try to say, oh, well, you know, you're a terrible person for, you know, forget that. Stop it. This is what you need to do. You need to find someone that you could be honest with and you can share your expectations and be on the same page with. One of the things that I find is a complete deal breaker is if you hide something very important to the relationship with the expectation that, you know, I can just live with it, or maybe it won't be that big of a deal, or we'll just deal with it later. So some of those things that may be a problem, if you guys have different faiths, perhaps, and you are going to completely disagree, that's going to be a big, that could be a big problem. You need to work that sort of thing out now. You need to be on the same page about having kids. Maybe one wants kids, one doesn't. That's going to cause a lot of problems in your relationship. You know, just you need to know that you're going to be on the same page for the things that are most important to you. I don't know if they teach that in the classes, but it's important. They say, love is everywhere, said Mr. Ho, the author of a 330-page textbook called Social Psychology of Love. And by the book approach to romance makes sense to South Koreans who spend much of their youth in classrooms. So you have to have a way to outline love. Oh, that's actually kind of sad. We need to do love by the book. We do love by the book here. Says some young Koreans, are they bad at dating? Well, absolutely. There's dating coaches. There's consultations. There's way. I mean, they might even go as far as putting an earpiece in and telling you what to say. Who knows? Says South Korea's marriage rate has sunk to a 45-year low. Birth rate ranks last among developed countries. So part of this university's, what they do is they make sure you can spend time together without just spending money. So you have to do a four-hour date. And during those 4 hours, you're only allowed to spend $9. It translates roughly to $9. So if you had to spend 4 hours with someone and you only had $9 to spend, what would you do? I mean, you have to like really like each other. Now that goes back to high school where you're going into a cheap diner and sharing a tray of French fries or something because that's all you can afford. Oh, waters, please. Oh yeah, we're going to get a French fry. We'll share it. We'll sit here for an hour and hold this table while we do that. students can flunk the courses with low test grades. They don't turn in papers. They have to chronicle their fake dates, the things that worked, the things that didn't. Says, in class, we discuss topics like, what do you think of premarital purity? It's a good topic. What will you do if your boyfriend or girlfriend was cheating on you? And other topics like, one person said, I treat students as if they were my own children. And children could be a big part of that, too. They can ace the test. They can get the A pluses. They can do their thing, which is pretty awesome. All right, here's the two questions I asked you at the start of this segment. How long does the feeling of love last? According to this expert in the book, textbook answer, 900 days. That's close to 2.5 years. Wow. Love only lasts 2.5 years? I think you're doing it wrong. The other one is, what part of the brain produces dopamine? And I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, but the hypothalamus. So that was the answer to that one. Did you pass the love quiz? Aw, look at you two lovebirds. All right, joining us in just a moment, right after the break, we're going to be hooking up with AccuWeather. We're going to get an update on what's going on when it comes to the latest storm. We're going to get some more snow, and they'll be joining us next. I think it's meteorologist Brett Edwards on Overnight America KMOX. We got ourselves a winter weather advisory in effect Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. What can we expect with that? Is there any updates? Joining us now, AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Edwards. Thank you for joining us live here on KMOX.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
All right, so as the latest check, they're saying basically, 5 o'clock on Tuesday night is when the winter weather advisory kicks in. And through the overnight hours, there's a chance of maybe a little bit of freezing rain. What are you seeing right now, what we could expect in our area?
Yeah, well, so far, I mean, what you've said pretty much sums it up. We do look for some snow to make its way into the KMOX area here right around 5 p.m. this afternoon, and that's going to continue here through the overnight hours. We're looking at right around 1 to 2 inches of snowfall across much of the St. Louis area. Farther north you get, better chance you got some localized spots could get up to 3, but then the real problem comes about. We are looking at some freezing rain, especially after midnight. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, that's going to be about a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of freezing rain, and that can cause icy spots, whole mess of issues, unfortunately.
You really stress that, icy spots. Well, the thing with that, I'm looking at the low. I think we have your forecast here, low of 31, so it's not going to get too much below freezing, but we're still going to see a lot of freezing. Is that what you're calling for?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it takes?
Yeah, it's all it takes is even just 32, 31 degrees. If it's warm enough, a little bit higher up in the atmosphere, a lot of that snow is going to melt, and as it comes down the surface, it's 31 degrees. That's enough for that freezing rain to occur. Mm. Now, obviously, the severity of it, there may be some areas, maybe some traditionally warmer spots. You know, if you're downtown, that urban heat island effect might spare you the brunt of that, but certainly if temperatures were 26, 27 and it was freezing rain, that's a whole nother mess of issues there. But now still looking at that threat for about a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of some freezing rain potential.
Did you say urban heat island? Is that an official term?
Yeah, and basically what that is, you know, you're downtown, you've got the black pavement, you've got all the buildings, all the cars, exhaust. It does create a very small but a measurable temperature difference. Same with some cities, New York, Chicago, LA, and even St. Louis. The farther away you get from the city, it does get a little bit cooler. And that's most notable here during overnight hours when the area starts to cool down. The city will retain that heat just a little bit more.
Oh, man. So meteorologist Brett Edwards, you need to put a band together with other meteorologists, and the name of that band would be Urban Heat Island. It's a great name for it.
Oh, boy. Some alternate rock right there. I can dig it.
But just the merchandising alone, the T-shirts would sound great. All right, so when we get to like a low of 31, so let's just say hypothetically we get a little bit of a bump and it only gets down to 32 or 33. Let's say the overnight low is 33 degrees. So at that point, is there still the same threat? Is it possible for the water to freeze over at that point based on maybe some wind conditions? Or is it like we're right on the threshold of it being rain or ice?
Well, you guys are right on the threshold. I don't want to say you get a low of 33. It can still occur. Some traditionally colder spots, if you have some areas that have a tough time warming up, they may lose that heat a little bit quicker. So it is possible. It would not be quite as widespread, and it wouldn't be quite as substantial. We're looking at about, again, that tenth of an inch of freezing rain. If that low only gets up to 33, that total is going to be cut down to a trace, and maybe in some spots they may not see it at all, because you guys are right on that line between going from snow to freezing rain to rain and then just snow to rain.
That bubble.
You guys are right on that line. So yeah, if this low stays about a degree or two warmer, you'd go straight from snow to rain.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to see how this plays out. You never know. Well, what about the rest of the week? It looks like we're going to see some highs in the 40s and maybe even up to 50 by the weekend.
Yeah, it does look like we get a little bit of a warm-up here. After this system moves through midweek, a little bit of a warm-up, as you said. We start to see some highs into the mid to upper 40s, maybe even squeaking up into the 50s, and then we've got another system that makes its way through the weekend. But luckily for all you listeners out there, rain. Just rain this weekend. Looks like system stays north. No snow. We can enjoy the rain.
I don't want rain.
It's better than snow.
Yeah, it's better than snow, but it's not all that great. I wanted it to just not have anything. Can we just get a break from all this? Everything's slushy. Everything's wet. You know, the way that we see a lot of the sun hitting, like across the street, the neighbor's house, the front, you can see the grass because of the way the sun's coming down. Our side of the street, you can't. It's all a little bit of snow still left. So it's just, I just want it to not rain. I want to just get some above freezing temperatures. I want all of that to just be out of our way. So what, the weekend, are we going to stay above 50? Or are we going to have a threat maybe in the next week or two to see the same thing happen again?
In terms of the same threat, Sunday night, it looks like into Monday, as that system passes to the north, temperatures drop maybe into the upper 30s.
Okay.
But it does look like, at least after this system passes through, Temperatures do stay above freezing. Huh. Nighttime lows early next week might get below freezing, but again, with daytime temperatures back into the upper 30s, lower 40s, not a whole lot of problems expected there. But yeah, in terms of daytime highs, it looks like they're really going to struggle to get below freezing. So it looks like we're hanging above there. We're keeping our head above water at this point.
Woo! AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Edwards, one last question for you. Can you tell me what the current temperature is in Glasgow, Montana?
In Montana? Ooh.
The only reason I ask is the one time we had you guys on, and it was the coldest spot in the country, and I always want to know what it's like in Glasgow, because it's always seeming it's below zero the last couple weeks we've checked.
Ooh, here, let me pull that up for you. All right. As I'm pulling it up, I'm going to venture. Oh, that's just wrong. Negative 24.
Oh, come on, Montana. Get yourself together in these bitterly low overnight temperatures. I feel bad for them.
Oh, that is just wrong.
24, you said, below zero?
Yeah, 24 just to their west. Their airport.
They have an airport?
They have an airport. I'm sure it's a rather small airport. Their airport is technically reporting negative 10. Just to their west is negative 24. It's still just repulsive.
They might as well be in Canada at that point, the temperatures they see in Montana.
Isn't it basically Canada?
There's no pavement there. I mean, that's what's blocking their ability to push the temperatures up a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. The urban heat island. They need that.
AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Edwards, thank you so much for joining us here live on Overnight America.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Very cool. Well, you hear that? Expect tomorrow night. Looks like not much of a change. We'll still see that winter weather advisory. About 5 o'clock, watch for some snow coming down, turning into, potentially freezing rain through the overnight, depending on how it goes. Be prepared tomorrow night. And you know what? You should probably just keep it right here, right? Don't change the radio dial off of KMOX. I mean, there's not going to be anyone live to bring you the latest weather conditions at 12:26 a.m. in St. Louis, Missouri. Not going to happen. So coming up, something very special. I came across in the KMOX archives a radio presentation from 1978. I can't play the whole thing. I'm going to play two parts of it. It's an hour long. And a lot of times when radio stations would put these together, they were used for two different things. Number one, they were used as a sales presentation. So like, let's say KMOX was trying to get the ad dollars from a big national brand because, KMOX covers such a large geographic area. So they would go to, like a Budweiser, for example, and say, when you advertise on KMOX, here's the big footprint that you'll be able to reach to. But they also used it for awards. And they would submit and show off all the cool things they're doing on the radio station. So someone that's not from this area would be able to get a pretty good idea of just how powerful KMOX is. So I'm going to play for you part of that presentation. I don't know if this has ever been aired on the radio. It may have never have in the past. And this is from 1978. It's over 40 years old. This may be the first time any of this has ever played. If you're a longtime KMOX listener, or you just like to hear the way St. Louis was marketed in 1978, you're going to love this. It's coming up next. Overnight America, KMOX. All right, so this is really, really, really cool. I think you're going to love it. From 1978, it's called Total Radio Presentation, where KMOX would have taken this either to advertisers or submitted this as part of an awards ceremony and to try to gain some more recognition. As if KMOX needed some more awards, they've won every award you can possibly win. But this is their package from 1978. I found it, and I thought, this is so cool. This is two parts to why this is so cool. The first part is they spend a lot of time setting up the city. So you get to hear some of the cool statistics of the city and how they sell the city to an outsider. The second part that's really cool is they sell why KMOX is such a good radio station. So the first part, let's play this here. I really hope you enjoy this. Something that may have never aired on KMOX. This might be the first time in 70 years this has aired.
It's morning along the Mississippi. The first rays of sunlight are hitting the stainless steel of the Gateway Arch. Barges make their slow journey upriver. Cars and trucks are beginning to move along streets and interstate highways. One of America's great cities is waking up. It's morning in St. Louis, a great city in America's heartland. A city with a lot of history behind it. St. Louis is called the Gateway to the West. Its 630-foot riverfront arch symbolizes a gateway because in frontier days, that's just what it was. St. Louis was the staging area for the covered wagon trains that crossed the nation and turned the wilderness into farms and towns and cities. And in a little over 200 years, St. Louis has grown up and grown out in all four directions. It has changed from a population of rough river travelers, adventurers, and fur traders to a major industrial, commercial, and cultural center. Along the way to becoming the 11th largest metropolitan area in America, we've had our share of impressive residents and visitors, too. Daniel Boone lived about 40 miles west of St. Louis. And Abe Lincoln, he was a river engineer on the Mississippi. Ulysses S. Grant was born and grew up here. He drank some good old Missouri corn whiskey, did some farming, and was a president. St. Louis had a big World's Fair where the ice cream cone was invented. The first art museum west of the Mississippi was built here in St. Louis. So was the first cathedral. But we've come a long way. In fact, in the last 50 years or so, St. Louis has gone from Lucky Lindy and the world's first transatlantic flight, in the spirit of St. Louis, of course, to its present standing as one of the world's leading centers of aerospace technology. Hey, look at us now. That's a lot of progress. St. Louis has moved forward from historic river town to the most industrialized area in the nation. According to the Census Bureau, some 468 categories of products are manufactured in the United States, 74% of them in St. Louis, including, of course, shoes and booze and cars, lots and lots of cars. St. Louis has Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler plants right here. And that makes our metropolitan area second only to Detroit in auto production. St. Louis is world headquarters for McDonnell Douglas, Pet Incorporated, Monsanto, Ralston Purina, Mallinckrodt Chemical, Anheuser-Busch, and others. St. Louis is the second largest transportation center in the United States, with 10 major airlines and 36 railroads. It's the center point of 13,000 miles of inland waterways and the Midwest capital of the trucking industry. Yes, St. Louis has big business, a big river, a big arch, a big brewery with big horses, really big horses. And St. Louis has something else that keeps it moving. Another factor that is part of daily life and part of area progress. It's got a radio station whose programs and projects are part of the heart of St. Louis life. St. Louis has got KMOX.
Total information on KMOX radio.
So let's go up to Copter 1 and check with Don Miller.
Well, they're picking up, but it's not all that bad, Rick.
Now, from the sports desk, Gary Vender.
Thank you, Bob. The baseball Cardinals play their next...
Come in, Bill.
Okay, it's cloudy at the airport out here where we are.
Now, here's the KMOX-CBS World News Roundup. Here's Richard C. Hotlett.
There's a little question there whether we should stop with the crazy mixed-up squid. I don't think...
Good afternoon. We're at your service.
We start the second hour of Sports Open Line.
Grayson loaded one out, and Keith Hernandez swing.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
This is KMOX Radio, the voice of St. Louis.
KMOX, the voice of St. Louis, a big voice that talks to people. People of all kinds and tastes, and in great numbers. Our friends and neighbors. What's more, when the voice of St. Louis speaks, they listen. Our home is St. Louis. This is where we broadcast. With 50,000 watts and program power to match, we cover the map pretty well. There are 2,400,000 people in the immediate St. Louis metropolitan area. there are 50 million people in a 500-mile radius of St. Louis. But as we've said for years, it's all KMOX country.
This is KMOX Radio, St. Louis.
KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
KMOX Radio, the voice of St. Louis.
This is KMOX Radio, the voice of St. Louis.
This is KMOX, 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 the voice of St. Louis.
This is KMOX Radio, the voice of St. Louis.
How many and what kinds of people does the voice of St. Louis actually reach? Over 1,079,000 different listeners every week. And 1 million of those listeners are adults. Why, that's nearly twice as many listeners as any other radio station in the market. Looking at it another way, our daily reach, 773,000, is more than twice the daily circulation of the Post-Dispatch or the Globe-Democrat. Nearly half the adult men and women in St. Louis listen to KMOX every week. KMOX reaches 50.7% of all men and nearly 47% of all women. In fact, it takes 2, 3, 4, or even 5 other stations in the market to reach as many people as KMOX alone reaches in most time periods. It takes 3 other stations to reach as many adults as KMOX, both in morning drive time and from 10 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. And it takes 2 other stations to equal the KMOX audience in afternoon drive time and from 7 to midnight. Quite a record for reaching people. From a national perspective, too, KMOX is right on top. The Voice of St. Louis virtually ties the number one station in the top 50 markets in the nation in total day average quarter hour share of audience. Only 1/10 of a percentage point separates KMOX from a first place tie with WCCO Minneapolis.
Ooh, cool. All right, so that's the first, 7.5 minutes of the presentation. When we come back, I'm going to skip ahead and I'm going to play the portion where they talk about the entertainment side of KMOX. So they talk about the news and they also talk about the entertainment. I'm going to skip forward to that. You're going to love it. This is great. And got a text message from Roy who says, now I want to live in St. Louis. Well, these are statistics from 1978. They've changed a little since then. So overnight America, KMOX. I just think this is so great. So from 1978, KMOX put together this package. Part of it was selling St. Louis in the market. The other part was showing off all the great things that was going on at the radio station at that time. So I'm going to fast forward. They were setting up the stage. Here's what's going on in St. Louis. And part of the good is a radio station called KMOX. And I fast forward to this part where they talk about the entertainment side of the radio station.
News is an important part of KMOX Radio's program day. But the second element of our programming, entertainment, is an equally vital ingredient.
There's a little question there whether we should stop with the crazy mixed-up squid. I don't think that would have been a dumb place to stop there. We have good news and bad news, seriously, today. Good news
is that the program... Jack Carney's program of music, interviews, and a few good laughs dominates the St. Louis morning radio scene.
We haven't had a stairway to stardom, so I want Clarence to get ready because we're going to have a stairway to stardom and give... Give young, talented people a chance to perform, to show their, to expose their, to we're going to have a stairway to stardom. Listen to this. Is that beautiful?
About 1/4 of the St. Louis morning radio audience laughs along with Jack. Total entertainment also means our man who walks and talks at night, John McCormick, with his talk radio for night people.
8-year-old William Edmond turns to thoughts of baseball. And that's where the trouble began. He absentmindedly threw his glove high into the air.
John also hosts our weekend pop concert with light classics and show tunes that never go out of style.
The members of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra under the famed conductor Antal Doratti and George Gershwin's Impressionistic and American in Paris.
KMOX Total Entertainment includes CBS Mystery Theater with its drama and suspense.
You ever feel like you're going crazy?
Crazy? You mean like insane, that kind of crazy? No, I can't say I have.
Well, That's how I feel.
Oh. You think...
KMOX Entertainment also means telling listeners about interesting people. Like the traffic cop with a style all his own.
Well, officer, you know you probably have one of the most unusual styles of directing traffic I've ever seen. Ever get any interesting remarks from people about it?
Oh, yeah, quite often, every day. A lot of them. A lot of letters and cards. You know, thank you notes and all that kind of stuff.
How often do you come, let's say, close to getting hit?
Every day.
Liza Minnelli talked to the KMOX audience when she was in St. Louis.
I don't know. There's something freer about it in a strange sort of way. And when you sing, you can sing anywhere you want to. You get the feeling it's kind of slightly like hallucinating, but...
And speaking of stars...
Now Hernandez trying to drive in a run, swings in a long one to center field. Way back his office near the wall, and it's up against the wall. The run is in to make it 2-0, and there goes Hernandez for third. They're going to bring him home. He's going to try to score. The throw home, late, inside the park home run, and he's exhausted at home plate.
Bourbonnais trying to center. Bourbonnais at the side of the net, rolled, and in front, Sutter a shot. Rebound is cleared by the Barons, and Hess has to go back with 20 seconds left in the hockey game. Blues leading 8-2 as Hess comes out of his own zone to center. Hess into the Cleveland zone on left wing. Hess tries to center. Federko shooting. Did he score? Federko gets the hat trick, and the Blues lead 9-2 with 8 seconds remaining.
Jim Hart brings him out with Mel Gray coming wide left. On the right wing is Ikaris, back split. Now they shift over Strong, left behind Jim Hart. Kane is tight on the right, second down at about 3 at the 49. Back to throw, Hart looking. Fires deep up the left side for Mel Gray. He is there.
Oh!
He beat Aaron Kyle. And Kyle was with him, and he only beat him by a half stride, but took it in for 6. And the Cardinals are one extra point away from tying this ball game.
Third and 8 at the Colorado 8 for Missouri. Again, operating out of the power eye. Leapson in motion to the left side. Woods rolling to his left, looking to throw. Throws into the end zone. Touchdown! Kellen Winslow! From 8 yards out in Missouri has the lead here in Boulder.
The Voice of St. Louis is, without question, the major sports station in the country. It's the originating station for the largest baseball network in America. The Cardinal Baseball Network, featuring Jack Buck, Bob Starr, Mike Shannon, and a lot of action.
Two on, one out. Ninth inning, 6-5, Los Angeles. Here's the pitch to Free. Swing, and there is a long one in the left field. Way back, it might go. Hit the home run, and the Cardinals have won this ballgame.
That can only be one thing. St. Louis Blues hockey. Hot action on cold ice.
Brownscheidel behind his own goal. Flipped it on right wing for Rick Bourbonnais. Bourbonnais out at center to Unger. A 2-on-1 break. Unger moving in with Sutter. Unger right in. Now centers up. Shoots. He scores! Unger!
KMOX's Dan Kelly is regarded as the most knowledgeable hockey broadcaster in North America. He and Bill Wilkerson capture all the excitement of this fast-growing sport. Hockey's got a lot of contact, but in all of sports, nothing approaches the contact of pro football. Big Red Football, with Bob Starr and Bill Wilkerson. That's must listening for sports fans in Mid-America.
Baxter split behind Pisarcik on 4th down and 6. Back to throw from the Cardinal 30, firing up over the middle, intercepted by Mike Schlitzabaugh at the 45, to the 45, 50, 40, 35, 25, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Mike.
Dan Kelly and Bill keep them listening on Saturdays, too, when the Missouri Tigers take to the gridiron.
First and 10 for Stevenson in Oklahoma State at their own 20. Here is a fake to Miller. Stevenson trying to pitch off, the ball is intercepted by Stevenson, pitch out, knocked the ball down, grabbed it and ran it into the end zone for a touchdown.
We've got play-by-play and plenty of it. But our KMOX total sports coverage offers far more than play-by-play. There's our Sports Open Line feature with Gary Bender, Bill Wilkerson, Bob Bragg, Bob Burns, Jack Buck, and big-name guests.
And I'm Gary Bender, and it's now 13 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, and we start the second hour of Sports Open Line. We'll entertain any questions that you might have. Our numbers, once again, in St. Louis, 436-7900.
6:17 on KMOX in St. Louis. Time for sports for Tuesday evening. Bob Bragg is here. I'm Bill Wilkerson. If you have a question or comment, 436-7900 St. Louis, 397-8600 Illinois Enterprise.
Jeff Myers, good to see you again on this Thursday evening.
Nice seeing you, Jack. I got my chin strapped.
And these guests and our hosts are really on the firing line for listeners' questions.
A question or comment, please.
Yeah, Bill.
Yes.
I'd like you and Bob to analyze the Cardinals' second-line defense, the baseball Cardinals.
Question or comment, please.
Yes, who was the eventual NCAA college hockey champion this year? The last time I saw in the paper, I think Bowling Green and the Billikens Conference got to the semifinals, but I never did see who won the tournament.
You have a call for Jack Buck.
Yes, I've read and heard about Reggie Cleveland being dissatisfied in Boston. I thought about what were the chances of us getting him back.
KMOX has fresh young sports personalities like Nancy Drew, Bob Costas, as well as Gary Bender. And we have sports shows featuring star players like Jim Hart, Dan Dierdorf, Ted Simmons, and Ken Reitz. Now you can see why we say sports spoken here on our KMOX billboards. Sports fans know where to go for action and for answers to KMOX 1120. Our Total Sports has proven appeal for thousands of listeners of all ages. In the 1977 pro football season, for example, 400,000 listened to a KMOX Monday night game. We understand that 60% of those listeners had the tube turned on at the same time. They must think KMOX sound is worth a thousand pictures.
Well, I'm going to ask you the tough question. He said when he got home last night that he felt the United States has polished its tarnished world image and killed the epithet ugly American. Now, what do you think about the trip?
Well, I suspect that's...
Lorraine, given the low pay of nurses and the very hard work and the exacting education, who in the world wants to go into nursing today?
How would you feel about that, changing that system from the two-thirds to just an even majority? If most of the people want it, one man, one vote, that's the way it operates. How do you feel about it? We'll be right back.
That's the sound of KMOX Radio's At Your Service, the granddaddy of all information programs in the entire broadcast industry. For thousands of listeners, this is the program that is synonymous with the fourth element of KMOX programming, information. Since 1960, At Your Service has featured guest interviews on a whole wide world of topics.
The law is quite specific on that point. I don't think you're going to convince any of the people who are saying this, because from what I read about them, that's my only source, actually, newspaper clippings about them.
We have this concept in life that unless we're denying ourselves, we're not doing the right thing, and I don't think that has anything to do with good health. It's a question of looking for things which feel good, make you feel better, but are good for your health also.
Of course, this 2020 is a matter that even has to be qualified down to when you have 20/20, because the fact is that with your glasses on, you probably do have 20/20 vision. All it really means is that you can...
As you know, the whole world has heard about his claims about 2 weeks ago that he observed the first cloning of a human.
Through the years, listeners have questioned guests who make news. Guests like Hubert Humphrey, Barry Goldwater, Werner von Braun, and Clarence Kelly, Senators Eagleton and Danforth, Joyce Brothers, Willie Mays, and Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt.
I believe that Senator Kennedy would make the best president we could elect.
Personalities.
Well, we're going to have to cut out of this just for the sake of time, but how cool is that presentation? I'm going to have to maybe one night play the whole thing. It's about an hour long. It would take an entire hour of our... Probably an hour and a half based on the amount of commercials we put in. So maybe one day we'll do that. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. That 1978 presentation from KMOX Radio here on Overnight America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.